Good morning. My guest this morning is Denise Aaliyah Yen, and she is appearing for the Spreckels Theater Company and is plays the lead in their upcoming show, which is what we're going to be talking about. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, very pleased to have you. Wait Until Dark. It was a play and a movie back in the 60s. And so you were playing the lead, Susie Hendricks, the blind Greenwich Village housewife.
Yes.
Who, as it says here, becomes the target of three depraved and desperate criminals searching for heroin hidden in a doll.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Talk about the play a little bit.
Sure. Well, I actually did this play nearly 10 years ago, and I just realized that last night. I surprised myself looking back at the history of where I'd done it before at the Raven Players in Healdsburg. And my husband, David Yen, saw me in that show, and at the time we were friends, and he said, gosh, that's such a great show. I would love to direct that someday. And so here we are, fast forward nearly 10 years later, and he got his wish, and he and I are, of course, married now. And the play, and revisiting it now, has been quite an experience for me. I've seen growth in myself as an actor and director and teacher, and now being able to apply that to the role again and anew has been really exciting. And the story itself includes, well, as you mentioned, a doll that was given to my husband in the story, played by Don Clancy. And the doll was given to him by a woman in Montreal at an airport. And she said, please take this for me. I'll find you sometime in New York when I'm done with my travels, and I'll meet up with you and get it. But it's for a girl in a hospital. So would you please do this? So out of the kindness of his heart, he agrees to do so. And then, as you mentioned, becomes the subject of this series of events with three con men. There's two of them that are kind of the pawns of the ringleader, who is Mr. Rote, and he's played by Eric Weiss, and the other two con men are Nick Christensen and Chris Schlemm. And so the three of them move in this circle around Susie Hendricks to try and con her out of the doll and make
her
give it up. Yeah.
What an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to play a blind person and then turn around and do it again?
Yes.
That must be pretty extraordinary, really.
It is. In the past, I had the wonderful privilege of going to the Earl Baum Center, and it's nearby, kind of on the way towards Sebastopol. And while I was there, I spent an afternoon in a sort of mock-up kitchen that they have set up there, and learning the ins and outs of how somebody who is blind would go about their daily life,
right.
How they would pour a drink for themselves, how they would manage their money in their purse, how they would set up their kitchen, you know, all these small little details that we take for granted,
uh-huh.
Having to put something back in the same exact spot every time. And I've done some research on my own. The character lost her sight in a car accident, so I learned about the medical conditions that would occur as a result of that. And it's been quite a journey.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you get to take that journey, people out there, because this show opens at the Spreckels Center in Rohnert Park on March 11th, playing through April the 3rd at the usual times and days. For ticket information and to purchase tickets online or on the telephone, the telephone number is 588-3400. And box office hours are Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 5. The website, SprecklesOnline.com. See it. Wait Until Dark. And thank you very much for coming in, Denise.
Thank you for having me. I hope everybody comes out to see this thrilling show.
Me too. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.